are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani, and you can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. Today, we'll be recapping the game from Monday, giving you some of my biggest takeaways from that game, going through some news as well, and then previewing today's game with the Reds. Before we do that, let me remind you this episode is brought to you by A Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app now and join me tonight on Tuesday and watch part of the Brewers and Reds game together with me. A Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. So again, Vinny's not with me tonight. Got some stuff going on the home front. Hasn't been able to join me the past two nights, so expect him to be back on Wednesday. But prayers for the best, Vinny, that everything's going okay, that he's able to get back and join us. Certainly love having him as part of this podcast. So just want to give you an update there, let you know Vinny's okay, but he will be joining us again tomorrow. Getting into some news for the Brewers. Not a ton, really, to get into from Tuesday. And this isn't going to be a particularly long episode. Monday wasn't really a great day for the Brewers all around, at least on the field. But Colton Wong did take batting practice on the field Monday, which is great news, and they're still hoping to have him back this weekend. So hopefully he continues to progress well and that he can get back. As I talked about before, you know, I think he's been one of the more consistent bats for the Brewers this year, along with Omar Narvaez. So getting him back in there, Yelich is starting to heat up a little bit. Avi has been, you know, pretty solid all year as well. I mean, that's a pretty formidable top of the lineup there, and it just lengthens it a little bit with, you know, Adames, Urias, Vogelbach down the bottom of the lineup. So it gives you some more depth there. So again, having Wong back healthy, top of the lineup, it's going to be huge for this offense, and just help them to continue to get better and grow as a lineup. I mean, me and Vinny have talked about it. It's really frustrating from a fan's perspective, and I'm sure from a team perspective, that this lineup just can't stay healthy and stay on the field together. It seems like, you know, one guy comes back, another goes on, or two guys go out. It seems like there hasn't been any cohesion in the lineup all year, any kind of consistency day to day, who Council's going to roll out there. And I know Council's always going to mix and match the lineups anyway, but I still think you got to have your core, you know, three or four guys at the top of the lineup, you know, you can pencil in every day. And that just hasn't been the case all year. So hopefully Wong comes back and we start to see that a little bit with those four guys I just mentioned at the top of the order, with Wong and Yelich and Avi and Omar. To me, those are the four best hitters for the Brewers right now. So I would like to see them, you know, with Omar being a catcher, you know, he's going to get an off day every now and then, at least once or twice a week. So, you know, that doesn't help with the consistency issues either. But hopefully we'll start to see those four more in the lineup at the top of the order on a regular basis going forward once Wong gets back. Hunter Strickland, who we talked about on Monday, the Brewers traded for over the weekend, he was added to the active roster. And Patrick Weigel was optioned back to Nashville. Strickland ended up pitching in the game on Monday and was solid over his one inning. Certainly not as dominant or overpowering as the Strickland that we saw at times in San Francisco back when he first came up. So, he's got a fastball in the mid-90s, a good slider. I mean, really a two-pitch pitcher, which is fine as a reliever. You can certainly do that if your slider is really good, and his can be really good at times. But if not, you're just going to see hitters sit on that fastball like Jonathan India did, who got the hit off of Strickland on Monday. But, I mean, good stuff. Not great. Certainly not overpowering. Didn't have a strikeout in the outing. But, again, this is a type of guy you need for games like Monday, where it's kind of out of hand, but maybe Strickland come in and keep it close. Unfortunately, the other guys brought in to the game on Monday couldn't do that, which we'll talk about here more in a minute. And then All-Star, the first round of All-Star voting results came out, and not great news for the Brewers. Not really expected, because obviously the voting process is strictly for hitters, and the Brewers just haven't had a ton of good hitters this year, statistically wise. So, especially with Yelich being injured. Now, Yelich was the only one on this list. He got 2% of vote for National League outfielders. Certainly, his popularity is going to help boost his numbers a little bit, even though, like I said, he's been injured and hasn't exactly put up the best numbers when he's been healthy. But I could see him getting on a run here the next couple of weeks and boosting his chances of making the All-Star game. I mentioned Narvaez a minute ago. We talked about it on the podcast here before. Certainly think he has an opportunity to make an All-Star team this year. Certainly has a case to be made with how well he has played offensively and really improved a lot defensively. But I got some stiff competition in the National League at catcher with Buster Posey, Yadier Molina, Wilson Contreras, and Will Smith. All playing for major market teams. So whether they deserve it or not, it's a fan vote ultimately. And so their fans are going to stuff the ballot. So it'd be hard for him to get in there, certainly as a starter, but maybe Narvaez has a chance to get on there as a bench player. And of course, the Brewers' most deserving All-Stars are going to come from the pitching side. I think you're definitely going to see Woodruff, Burns, and Hader make the All-Star team. And I think there's a chance Peralta could as well. So that's where the bulk of the Brewers' All-Stars are going to come from this year. But go out there and stuff the ballot boxes yourself. Vote for your favorite Brewers players, especially Narvaez, Yelich, and I think Wong has a case as well. So go out there and vote for those guys. See if we can get them into the All-Star game, at least get them in consideration for the seasons that they've had. Again, the All-Star game moving to Colorado this year, so could see some fun offensive game there. Certainly the Home Run Derby should be fun as well. Be cool to have Vogelbach in there and see him crank some balls out of Coors Field. But yeah, go out and vote for your favorite Brewers players for the All-Star game. Next, we'll recap Monday's game. Before we do that, let me tell you about Locker Room. Again, this episode is brought to you by A Locker Room. A Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the Milwaukee Brewers or whatever your favorite team is. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You'll have a chance to chat with me and might even have a chance to be featured on the Lockdown Brewers podcast through our Locker Room conversations. Go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices, and be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the group of your choice for the latest league updates, and follow me at shortstopball in the app to be notified when my room goes live. And again, I'm planning to go live on Tuesday night tonight for some of the Brewers-Reds games, so make sure that you go and download that Locker Room app now. This episode is also brought to you by Wealthfront. Decades of data show that investors that trade individual stocks underperform the market every year. In fact, only 1% of day traders beat the market. The odds are not in your favor if you're doing it alone. Team up with Wealthfront instead. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all the investing based on performances that you control. Wealthfront can even help you lower the taxes you pay as you invest. Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. Again, to get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB. That's wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB to start growing your savings. Go to wealthfront.com/lockedonMLB and get started today. So like I mentioned at the top, a rough day for the Brewers. on the field in against the Reds starting off this series. Their four-game winning streak gets snapped with this ugly loss. It ended up being 10-2. Certainly it got out of hand late, which again I'll talk about more in a minute. But looking at the pitching side of things, Eric Lauer got the start in this one. And honestly, I thought this was kind of a gutsy performance from Eric Lauer in a lot of ways. Yes, he struggled in the first two innings, and it was pretty ugly. You know, he worked out of some trouble in the first, only gave up the one run, but then they got to him in the second, put up three more. So he gave up four runs in those first two innings. But why I thought it was kind of a gutsy performance is, you know, Council could have very easily just pulled him there, obviously didn't have it, and could have really taxed the bullpen. Instead, Lauer goes three more innings and is really good in those next three innings. So not only does he save the bullpen, but he kept his team in the game. It was only a 4-2 game when he left. So, again, I know it was a really ugly start for Lauer and certainly not a great outing by any means. But I thought in a lot of ways he did some good things as far as, you know, giving some length there, again, where it could have been a very short outing for him. And kept the team in the game. I mean, that's really all you can ask for from your number five starter. I mean, it's what we've been asking for Brad Anderson now. Give us five innings of, you know, three or four runs. Give the offense a chance to come back or to stay right there in it. And that's what Lauer did in this one. So, you know, kudos to him for not just hanging his head and continuing to struggle. And like I said, getting pulled early and forcing Council to dig through the bullpen. So good job by him staying in there, keeping the team in it, and going five innings. On the other end, this Vladimir Gutierrez kid, he might become a problem. I mean, certainly not dominating stuff, and the Brewers have had traffic against him, but that's two straight really good starts now that he's had against the Brewers, winning both of those games. On Monday, he allowed just two earned over six innings on four hits and two walks with six strikeouts. That's now 13 innings over his last two starts against the Brewers in a span of a week, allowing four earned runs in total on 10 hits and five walks with 13 strikeouts. Again, I mean, that's 15 base runners right there in 13 innings. The Brewers have gotten runners on against him, but he's done a great job of limiting damage, getting out of damage, striking out a batter an inning in those starts. So really good stuff from the 25-year-old for the Reds. Hopefully he doesn't become the next big Red starter that's going to give us problems. But again, thought he was really solid in this one. You know, limited the damage, like I said, didn't allow the Brewers to get that crooked number. Gave up single runs in the first and second inning, and then he really settled down as well. So good stuff from Vladimir Gutierrez for the Reds. Certainly somebody to keep an eye on going forward, but be okay if we don't have to face him again the rest of the year. And like I said, Vogie got the home run in the first to tie it up. And then Eric Lauer actually got a sac fly to drive in Jace Peterson in the second, which made it a 4-2 game. But after that, I mean, outside of that, there wasn't really much to talk about on the offensive side for the Brewers in this one. This is just one of those games. The offense just wasn't very good. I mean, there's no other way to really sugarcoat it. I mean, like I said, props to Gutierrez. You know, the kid's throwing the ball really well for the Reds this year. But the Brewers offense just couldn't get anything going. I thought they had a chance to get back in the game in the sixth inning. Again, Gutierrez getting up there in pitches. He walked Yelich to start the inning, so you got the middle of the lineup coming up. Avi fell behind 0-2 and then struck out on a questionable check swing. I definitely didn't think the bat broke. His hands did go out pretty far, and that's always just kind of a tough call. But I definitely didn't think the barrel went around. But they ring him up, so tough strikeout there. And then Narvaez had a good at-bat, got into a 3-2 count, and got a hanging curveball that he should have just absolutely obliterated, but he just missed it and fouled it off. I mean, that very easily could have tied up the game right there if he's able to square that one up. But just wasn't able to. It missed it, fouled it off, and then flew out to left field. And then Adames struck out to end the inning. But, I mean, that was you know, really the only chance I saw for the Brewers offense to get back in this game. And then after that, the bullpen, you know, they weren't great. They allowed a bunch of tack on runs, a lot of tack on runs in this one. Again, I talked about how good they were over the weekend. They only allowed 2 runs all weekend against the Pirates. They allowed 6 runs in this one, 2 of those being charged to Yardley and 4 of those to Milner, who just really let things get out of hand in the 9th inning there that I mentioned Strickland earlier. He had a clean inning in between those two guys. He did allow a hit to India, but that was it in Strickland's debut with the Brewers. So, yeah, again, the bullpen was really good over the weekend, but Council obviously can't go to the top guys every time, especially not when you got a 2-run deficit, and especially not when you used your A team basically out of the bullpen in almost all 3 games over the weekend. So, I mean, this is going to happen every now and then. Again, the bottom of the Brewers bullpen is a problem, in my opinion, and something that needs to be addressed. It's, you know, at the trade deadline, kind of lengthen it out a little bit. Again, I'm not gonna harp on it too much, but I think there's only, you know, 3 or 4 guys out of the bullpen right now that I trust, being Hader and Williams and Suter and Boxberger. Outside of that, I think there's a lot of question marks, and that needs to be addressed for games like this. I mean, it's a 4-2 game, and then next thing you know, it's a 6-2 game, and things really seem out of hand. And then obviously Milder and the 9th makes it a 10-2 game and puts any hopes to rest at that point. So again, not a great game for the Brewers, but we're going to move past that and talk about how they get back on track on Tuesday. Before we do that, let me tell you about betonline.ag. BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You got the NBA and NHL postseasons in full swing. Also, you got Major League Baseball happening every night. But BetOnline.ag does more than that. They also cover awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head on over to betonline.ag on your phone or internet browser and sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com. There are so many different makes and models of automobiles these days, it's impossible to stock all the parts your car will ever need in your traditional chain store. So why worry with the hassle of answering a bunch of questions about your car at a chain store and just hoping they have the parts that you need when you have the inventory of rockauto.com right there in your pocket? You can pull them up on your cell phone and find any make and any model of any automobile that you need. There are so many different reasons to maintain your automobile these days, but obviously one of the biggest ones is to save money. So why spend twice as much for the exact same auto part at a chain store or new car dealership? Just head on over to rockauto.com. Again, right there on your phone. It's so easy. Search for the parts you need, buy them, have them shipped to you, and just sit back and wait for them to arrive. Again, go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your vehicle and do us a favor. Write Lockdown in there. How did you hear about us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. So again, the Brewers fell to the Reds in game 1 of this series on Monday. Thankfully, the Cubs lost as well, so they don't lose ground there, although it's still way too early to be looking at standings, but still always fun when your team is at the top of the division. The Brewers and Cubs remain tied atop the NL Central for at least one more day. And hopefully that day will be on Tuesday today as the Brewers look to get back on a roll going against Luis Castillo. And talking about trying to get back on a roll, Castillo has done the Brewers some favors. He's 0-2 against them this year, giving up 8 earned runs in 10 2/3 innings on just 6 hits, but 7 walks with 12 strikeouts. And he's really struggled with walks lately. He's issued at least 3 free passes in 4 of his last 5 starts. Brewers hitters got to be patient in this one. They got to take advantage of those walks and come up with those key hits in those big situations right there. Castillo obviously can rack up the strikeouts, still has electric stuff, even though he hasn't had a great year so far this season. So the Brewers got to take advantage of those walks, got to be patient at the plate, got to play a little small ball even, try to make sure they manufacture runs and come up in those situations and take what Castillo is going to give them. On the mound for the Brewers is Brett Anderson. He's given up 7 runs, 6 of them earned against the Reds in 2 starts this year on 9 hits and 2 walks with just 3 strikeouts. I talked about after his last outing on the podcast how his spot in the rotation could be questionable leading up to the All-Star break. I certainly think the Brewers will continue to run him out there for a little while now just because I don't know what who they have exactly that could replace him. Maybe Zach Godley, who I talked about last week, could be deserving of a start. But I do think Brett Anderson's spot right now in the rotation is in question. And I think the Brewers could look to maybe trade for another veteran back-end guy that's going to be a little bit more dependable. Again, Anderson's gone less than 5 innings in 6 of his last 7 starts, although one of those he did leave early for an injury. But he's just not giving the Brewers the length that I thought he would, the length that he really needs to. Again, you go back to the start from Lauer on Monday. It wasn't great, but at least he got through 5 innings, saved the bullpen. Right now, Anderson's been taxing the bullpen, leaving before the 5th inning. So want to see some more length from him on Tuesday. Want to see him give us, a solid start, 5 innings, 6 innings, 3 runs or less. That's what, we're really looking for from Anderson in this one. Hopefully the Brewers offense will be able to get to Castillo, get him out of the game early, drive up that pitch count, take some walks, come up with some key hits, get some runs early. That's what I'm looking for in this one. But it is a tough matchup for the Brewers, not going to lie. Would not be surprised at all if the Brewers drop this one as well and lose this series. But need Anderson to step up, need the offense to take advantage of what Castillo gives them, and I think they'll be able to come away with the win. That will do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and follow me at Shortstop Ball. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.